Paz de Cristo, praise the Lord, God bless everyone. It is Wednesday, 5:15 in the morning. Wednesday morning, we give God praise and glory and honor for another day of life, for the ability of getting up out of bed. And if you haven't done so, search for Him. The Bible says if you search for Him early, you will find Him early. I just want to say good morning. It's good to know that God's mercy and grace are still with us today. Amen. So today's scripture we're going to be looking at is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse 1, and verse 2. And this is what it says. It says, let brotherly love continue. And verse 2 says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. And as we always do, let us pray before we get into the scripture. Father, it is in your name that we come together. The Bible says, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I would be there in their midst. Lord, and I pray that in your name, Jesus Christ, that you would open up our understanding, that you would impartake into us wisdom and knowledge, that we wouldn't just hear or read the word, but we would understand it. And that you would give us a deeper understanding of your word. And I pray that every listener listening to this particular podcast would be blessed today, would have a blessing coming from you, Lord. Because the blessings only come from on high. And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, that this word will be a blessing, even if it's just to one person. In Jesus' name. Amen. So the word starts out like this. Let brotherly love continue. We are to love one another. The Bible is very explicit in that. The Bible says the greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as you would love yourself. It says that the Ten Commandments are found in these two. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And love the Lord thy God with all your heart. So love is very important. It is the essence of the Bible. It is the heart and soul of the Bible. John 3:16. For God so loved. And God don't just want us to know that he loves us. But now that after we know that he loves us, we are to love our brothers in Christ. We are to love them. Sometimes your brothers in Christ will need something and you're like, no, I'm not going to give them my last $20. I'm not going to give them these $50 I got in my pocket. I mean, yeah, I love my brother. I love my sister. But I love myself more. And the Bible is very clear. It says, let brotherly love continue. So what was happening at this time in Hebrews? Maybe people weren't being so loving. Maybe the brotherly love was starting to diminish. Maybe the love for your brother in Christ wasn't publicly displayed anymore. So he had to come. And he had to speak on this topic. He's telling us, let brotherly love continue. If he's telling us that it has to continue, it's either that because it stopped or that it was stopping at this point in time. And then he goes on and tells us this in verse 2. Do not forget to entertain strangers. See, first it's telling us about brotherly love. Somebody you know. Somebody that you know on a personal level. A brother. A brother in Christ. A sister in Christ. You know, a lot of times people come to your house like, do you got a cup of sugar? Of course I got a cup of sugar. Would you like two cups of sugars? You know, that's the brotherly love. Somebody comes by and says, hey, could you help me jump my car, you know, from church? Of course, brother. And if your car don't start, do you want to borrow my car? I have two cars. I'm not using one right now. Would you like to borrow a car? No, I just need to jump. Okay, and you go and jump the car. See, what you're doing there is you're displaying brotherly love. There's concern there. You know, if your car don't start, and after I jump it, I have a second car right now that I'm not using it, you're by all means welcome to it. That is showing brotherly love. And the Bible tells us that we should continue to show it. In verse 2 it says, and do not forget to entertain strangers. So now it was talking to us, somebody that we knew personally. Now verse 2 is talking to someone that we don't know. It's a stranger. So why should we not forget to entertain strangers? Why would I want to entertain a stranger? Why would I want to have a stranger come into my house? Why would I want to give a stranger a ride? Why would I want to give a stranger a bottle of water? Why would I want to give a stranger a sandwich? Why would I want to give a stranger a shirt if I see him naked? Why would I want to give a stranger, you know, a pair of shoes if I see them shoeless? And it explains to us. Verse 2, do not forget to entertain strangers. Again, we're reading in Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Verse 2 says, do not forget to entertain strangers. And here's why. For by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. You don't know if that person that you passed on the highway asking for a ride was sent there by God, disguised as a human being who actually is an angel of the Lord. Now, why would God do that? Because God is testing us that we would be the metal that we say we are. See, to know that something's gold or pure gold, you don't just take somebody's word for it. There's these little metal detectors that when placed against gold, it will make a certain beep or a chime, and that'll let the person holding that indicator know that whatever that metal was pure. There's also these diamond detectors that when placed against a diamond and the light refracts at so many angles, it lets the indicator know that that diamond is real or that diamond is fake. And sometimes God has to put people in our life because we're always talking about love. Oh, I love my neighbor. Oh, I love my brother. Lord, you know I love my brother. You know I love Kevin. There goes that name again. We're using it all the time now. You know I love Kevin, Lord. You know I do. But now Kevin needs a ride. And you're like, oh, no, Kevin. I'm sorry. I can't give you a ride. I'm running late already to work myself. That's fine. The next time Kevin says, hey, my car won't start. I need some gas. Do you got any gas in your garage that I could borrow, like from your lawnmower? And you're like, thinking in your mind, I'm not going to give Kevin, I just bought $10, $15 worth of gas yesterday. I'm not going to give him all that gas. Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. I don't got no gas in my garage right now. Where's the brotherly love? Where's the brotherly love in that? The Bible says, if your brother asks for you to walk a mile, we are to walk how many miles, church? If he asks that we walk a mile with him, the Bible says that we are supposed to walk 2 miles with him. So if my brother in Christ or my neighbor comes and says, can I borrow a cup of sugar? I'm supposed to give him 2 cups of sugar. If they ask for $5, I'm supposed to give them $10. Now, that means not that you're supposed to do it. Like, you have to do it. It means you bless them. It means that you're there with them. You're blessing them. You're doing it out of a kindness of a good heart. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do. You're not doing it because you're supposed to do it. God's telling you to do it. No, God wants you to do it because it's the right thing to do, not because you're told to do it. We're supposed to live life according to the word because we want to do it, not because we're told to. In that case, God would be a taskmaster. And he's not. He's a loving father. He wants us to display these fruits of love. And it says, and in so you unwittingly entertain angels. So that person that looked all dirty, hair tangled, you passed on the highway, and you're like, oh, no, I'm not picking her up. Look at her hair is matted. I'm not picking him up. Look how dirty his clothes is. What if, and I'm just going to put a hypothetical here. What if that was your test? Now, I'm not saying you got to open your door to everybody. I'm not saying you got to give every person on the corner that says I ran out of gas with a cardboard sign. I'm not saying you got to give everybody $2, $5, $10. But what I am telling you is that we should be led by the Lord in love. While my wife sometimes says you help too many people because you never know when somebody can do you wrong. You know, you never know when somebody can harm you. And I want you to understand, church, there is cases where people pick up hitchhikers and they have assaulted them. There are cases out there. I want you to understand that. I'm not advocating for you to pick up everybody. I'm not telling you to do that. What I am telling you is to be led by the love of Christ. There are times when I've passed by somebody and I have felt compelled to give them something. But with that, I always tell them, Jesus Christ loves you. God loves you. He can change your life if you let him. I leave them with that little seed. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I leave them with that little seed because maybe they haven't heard in a long time that somebody loves them. Now, that doesn't happen all the time. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. But it does happen. I feel compelled to stop and pull over. If I pass somebody, I'll pass them. And then I'll feel compelled to turn around, and I'll turn around and I'll pick them up and I'll take them. Not to their destination, but I'll further them. I'll advance them on their walk 10, 15 miles, maybe more. And then I'll leave that seed. Jesus Christ loves you. Don't forget to call upon his name if you ever need it. Have a great day. Here's a couple dollars. And they walk away. Again, that doesn't happen with everybody. But I want you to understand that we've unwittingly entertained angels. So they come and they test us. They come and they see, do we really love? Do we really love one another? like the Bible says that we're supposed to. And some of us have passed the test, and I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes I've failed the test. Sometimes I have failed to entertain an angel because I saw him for what his wrapping was and not for what he was on the inside. But what I'm telling you is this, church, love conquers all. 1 Corinthians describes what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. And it just keeps going on and on. And that is what the apostle is telling us. To love. To love. A lot of us are living in anger and hate. A lot of us are living in bitterness because of someone or something happened in our life. And we've stopped. We've stopped showing love. And that is what in Hebrews 13 is talking about. That we have stopped showing love. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some of you have unwittingly entertained angels. I'm not saying to pick up everybody. I'm saying be moved by the love of Christ. And there are going to be instances when you feel it. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You'll feel it. You'll be compelled. And that's when the love of Christ is truly coming out. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that we truly understand your word, Lord. That we would be moved by what you want us to be moved by. That we would not move by our emotions, our wants, our desires, Lord. But that we would be guided through your love to help somebody else in need. Whether we know them like a brother or whether we not know them like a stranger. But that the love of Jesus Christ in us would be like a light. And it would come out, Lord. The Bible says that the light will light up for other people around you. And that's what we are supposed to be, Lord. We are supposed to be the light. And I pray for every man, woman, elderly man, youth, children, that they would know that the love of Jesus Christ is still valid and is still moving and it has power until this day. And all of God's people said, say with me, 1, 2, 3, amen.